The National Student Radio Conference 2013.
Hey, you! Yes, you! They're back! You know who I'm talking about. Welcome to the world of Hurst's Daily Dose. Simon Hurst.
Hello there.
Looks like Beckham.
Huh?
Yeah, in the dark.
They'd bring a
JoJo.
Hello, good morning.
She's got a noise abatement order. And Danny Oates.
Hi.
The more people he meets, the more he considers suicide. For them, it's therapy. For you, agony. You have my every sympathy.
Capital. Simon Hurst is the presenter of Hurstie's Daily Dose, the breakfast show on Capital Yorkshire, now celebrating its 10th year. I caught up with him to find out how you make a breakfast show go so long and stay so fresh. So, your session today was about content, and that being king. Could you tell us more about sort of how content's important for a radio show?
Without content, you've got nothing really. You've just got a bunch of songs. And content, as we were talking earlier, is all around us. I don't think you can sit in front of a computer and find a load of content. You will find some kind of content, but the content's out there. I'm looking out the window, by the way, now. So the content's out there. You will always find things around you. I was talking about people watching, and I asked how many people love people watching. Everyone stuck their hands in the air because as humans, we're obsessed in seeing what other people are doing. So we love watching other people. And you can just gather stories, things you see, things you hear. Social networking, which is wonderful just for content. Status updates can give you ideas, or there can be something where you can create a whole thread out of just something that a friend is naffed off about. So yeah, content is so important, and without it, you don't have much. You've got nothing really, so it's vital.
10 years of The Dose. Yeah.
Capital. The Dose, it's celebrating its 10th year.
I don't know.
Those 9 listens have really kept it going. I don't know how.
Do you know what, Harvey? I don't know how. Hand on heart, you know, I thought we'd last probably about 5 years.
Well, that was my question. How do you keep it going?
But I don't know. We just.
And obviously, it was going on before it came to Galaxy.
Yeah. Well, it was Hurstie's Morning Glory, but I couldn't keep Morning Glory because then EMAP had copyrighted it. It was intellectual property part of my contract, so I had to create a new name. But yeah, we've done 10 years. I'm not entirely sure how we've managed to. But it's constant. It's evolving. We had the show voice. Originally, it was Patrick Allen, who was an old actor.
He did all the E4 things.
And then he died. Mm. So Peter Dixon picked up all his work. So we went with Dixon, which I thought was going to be a temporary fix. But he was the Patrick Allen sound alike. So we went with Dixon and Peter. I love Peter to bits, he's brilliant, but I've recently just changed the voice because it needed to evolve.
Yeah.
He'd been the show voice for a good 5 years and we needed to change it. So we've gone with a lady called Trish Bertram, who's the voice of the Olympics.
Okay.
And I think she smokes about a million fags a day. She's got really
plummy. Yeah.
And it's really different. Mm. It's really different. It's taken us time to go, this is wow. But she's brilliant and I adore her voice. And do you know what? I'm starting now. It fits. And my vision that I had to start with fits perfectly because I had the vision beforehand and then we put it on the air and we were like, this is really weird. I love it. I didn't dislike it when I first started using it. It just felt odd not having Peter there. But now she fits perfectly. And I think I can use Trish more because she's more available for sessions. She's just done me a load of stuff this weekend, which is replying to people complaining about her being the new show voice. So all that's got to go on, which is just brilliant. And she's written a lot of these things herself, which I think is just amazing to have a voiceover. So the voiceover is becoming more of a character on the air now. So I'm just trying to just evolve it a little bit if I can. And there's other little things I've got up my sleeve for later in the year where I'm just evolving things and pulling things off and changing things.
But not Mind Masher, surely.
No, the Mind Masher will stay. For those that don't know, the Mind Masher is the shittiest radio feature in the world. It's a brain teaser. It's been on since day one of the Dose, right? And it's still on now and it's fucking staying until the last day of the Dose. It's going with us. So, But it's an interesting show to do. I will never ever do a show like it in my life again, ever. No. Because it's unique. And you've got Jojo, who is so wonderful.
Oh, she's brilliant.
But to start with, she wasn't very comfortable about talking about her life. Mm. I'd inherited her because she was part of the show Anthony and Jojo before us. So she's been there 16 years.
And she's had quite like a sort of varied background as well, hasn't she?
Yeah,
like, wasn't she sort of at nightclubs?
Yeah, she was there was a club in Leeds called Vega Night in Leeds. She used to run the door, and it was up to her whether you got in or not.
Yeah.
Whatever you wore, the more flamboyant, the better.
Well, she was tranny with attitude.
Actually, she's TWA, yeah. They had a minor, a number 40 hit called, what was it called now? Nasty Girl or something like that, So there's Jojo. So when I inherited her, no one really had worked with her, as in trying to get the best out of her. Mm. She was just famous for her laugh. And I remember in the first few months, I was reading the weather one day, and I was saying, dry and sunny today, and she laughed. And I went, tops at 15 or something like that, and she laughed again. I went, what are you laughing at? The weather's not funny. She went, I'm famous for my laugh, it's what I do. And I was like, and after the link, it was a little bit of an honest bat. We've had many over the years, not just me and Jojo, but me, Dan. We all have. And I love that dysfunctionality that you bring to the air. But she said, no, I don't know how to talk about my life. I don't know, I can't. And we spent time, James, myself, and Mike Cass, our then PD, spent time just saying, talk about your life. And it was very short. All you had to do was tell her to do it, and she felt she could, and she was like, you're taking the
soft cap. Can't shut up anymore, can you?
And she's brilliant. She's so relaxed and chilled. She's wonderful. She's just the big sister I never had. I adore her. And Danny's grumpy.
Yeah.
And he's Mr. Negative. Completely pessimistic. And I love that. And you just bring these characters. And I'm just daft. And I like that, you know, I hate... The world out there is a big, bad, nasty place.
Yeah.
And I like our 4 hours to be kind of... the off switch
bit of escapism,
a bit of a little bit of escapism, but also real, and we'll deal with real topics. National Autism Day today, so we dealt with that this morning, a few people texting about that, and we will reference things that are, you know, serious or things that need awareness, so we're not afraid to do anything like that. And you know, the more serious side the better sometimes, because I like to go down that to show people, you know, there are two dimensions to us. We can be a right bunch of noisy twats, but also we can deal with the serious side of things as well, and I love that.
You're listening to the National Student Radio Conference podcast. Remember to use hashtag SRACon to join the discussion.
The fact is, you come across so genuine. It's just, it doesn't seem contrived at all.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know. We're just us.
But exactly, but it
you
works.
You listen back to some early shows, and you can hear it's trying to get there.
Yeah.
And with the 10th anniversary, we've just listened to a load of stuff, listening back to full shows, and you can hear where we're trying to get to, but we've not quite mastered it yet. And, you know, I've still not mastered it. I'm still learning. Mm. Still every single day, there's something new. I go, oh, that's cool. I'll do that again, mate. I'll try that differently. So I'm constantly snooping. Not too much, but I do. I do listen back. And it's good to listen back. It's really important. And critique it and pull it apart and try and get things better. Each show's like a little masterpiece.
Yeah.
But you can't... years ago, I think I was saying to someone the other day, I did a shit link at like 6:05. That would have ruined the show years ago for me. That would have been it. Shit link opening the show, it was like, ugh. And that was it. I never let that bother me now. I'll just carry on. So never let them first links, if you cock it up, don't let it ruin the rest of the show, because the listener who spends the majority of the time listening to you on that show may not have heard that first link, and you're just giving them a shit show. So just, you know, it's hard and it's really difficult, but it's something you can try and do. And I think that just comes with age as well, maybe, and experience on the air. A guy called Steve Martin gave me a wonderful piece of advice years ago. If you find yourself on the air just talking too fast and talking and rattling through things, get a piece of A4 paper, fold it in half, and write the word slow down on it. Write slow down and pop it in front of you. Have it in front of you all the time when you're on the air. Take it away after a few months, and then if you feel you're speeding up again, put it back in front of you.
Yeah.
And do you know what that really helped me? It's just slow down, it did. Such a simple piece of advice. Fold a piece of paper in half, slow down. Or just have it written so you can see it in front of you. It's just really important. Little things like that. Just these little tips. Like, oh, that really works. That's what I thought. I always try and pass that on. Because you hear a lot of jocks just motor mouthing, going a million miles an hour.
Yeah, definitely.
But thank you.
But you're sticking around this evening anyway, aren't you? You're going to be hosting the quiz?
I'm doing the quiz, and I'm going to make a right dog's dinner of it.
And how many sort of anoraki questions can we expect?
I don't know. Do you know what? I've not written this quiz myself. I always write my own Radio Academy quizzes myself, but I've just been so busy lately. This has been written for me, so I've seen a couple of drafts. It's good. It should be good. So I'm looking forward to that tonight, and I'm looking forward to hanging around as well.
And just to finish off, it's a question that I think has been on everyone's mind during the whole talk. How is little Simon?
Little Simon is absolutely fine.
In good nick.
He's in good nick. He's spot free from the chicken pox many years ago where he nearly exploded. It's all right. My cock's all right.
Glad to hear it. Thanks a lot, Simon.
Thanks, Harvey. Thank you, buddy.
Listen to Capital Breakfast weekdays when you wake up on Yorkshire's number one hit music station. Capital.